Though I heard two sisters side by side, sing I dumb, sing I day. Though I heard two sisters side by side, the boys are bound for me. Though I heard two sisters side by side, the eldest for young Johnny cried, I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. Johnny brought the youngest a gay gold ring, sing I dumb, sing I day. Johnny brought the youngest a gay gold ring, the boys are bound for me. Johnny brought the youngest a gay gold ring, he never brought the eldest a single thing. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny brought the youngest a beaver hat, sing I dumb, sing I day. Johnny brought the youngest a beaver hat, the boys are bound for me. Johnny brought the youngest a beaver hat, the eldest didn't think much of that. I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. By the foamy brim, sing I dumb, sing I day. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, the boys are bound for me. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, the eldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, sing I dumb, sing I day. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, the boys are bound for me. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, and you can have Johnny in Dolly's land. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, I'll not give you my hand, sing I dumb, sing I day. Sister, I'll not give you my hand, the boys are bound for me. Sister, I'll not give you my hand, and I'll have Johnny in Dolly's land. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me.
E questi erano i Clannad con Two Sisters, ma è arrivato il momento quindi di dare il benvenuto su Radio Città Aperta a Moya Brennan dei Clannad, e ringraziamo tantissimo anche Barley Arts per questa intervista, direi unica e irripetibile, appunto con loro.
Hello, Moya. Eleonora speaking.
Eleonora, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thanks, you.
It's very nice. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's very nice to speak to you today.
good.
Sorry for there is something about connection, but okay, we are here.
A slight delay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, thank you. You are now on a farewell tour, right? And you're coming to Italy on May 17 at Phenomenon in Novara. So how does it feel to be on your farewell tour?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, it's nice to make the decision because, you know, being a family and playing for, you know, we started over 50 years ago. And we thought it would be nice to do it, to go out on a high rather than to let it carry on for a bit and carry on. So it is definitely the final farewell tour, but it's very emotional. It's a lovely feeling from the audience. There's a great warmth from the audience, you know, of appreciation. And, it's just very nice and it's nice to do, you know, and looking forward to playing in Milan.
Which is your best memory? It could be a place, a moment, a meeting, an album or anything else during these years.
Well, I mean, I suppose there's a lot of moments at Clannad I've had. You know, the very first moment I always think about is in 1970 when we won a competition so unexpectedly. We didn't, you know, think that We were good enough. So right away it was a nice surprise. But, you know, there are lots of special moments. There, you know, down the line of, okay, there's always special awards like Grammys and BAFTA awards. But, you know, touring is a great thing because of just, you know, different places can bring you so much joy. And I always remember playing in Italy is always fantastic to play because the audiences are wonderful.
Thank you. How does it feel to be one of the main band in the world for what Celtic music concern and to have influenced a huge part of Celtic music?
Well, we didn't go out to become the forefront of Celtic music. We were a small band coming from a small area in Ireland, Donegal, and Gaelic was our first language. And I think the language became very much part of the sound of the Celtic music that came from Clannad. And, you know, we didn't deliberately go out and want to make a sound, but it kind of, we allowed it to come to us because of where we come from and the, you know, the earthiness and magical place that we come from, we let it become part of our music and the language as well. And it just developed over the years. We weren't in a, you know, a hurry to kind of to be out there and become famous and big very quickly. So I think giving us allowing us the time to develop and, enjoy the music that we were discovering ourselves, you know. And when Harry's Game happened, we were kind of quite surprised that we had created a new type of sound music, Celtic music.
How does Irish music relate to Celtic music? I think this is best chance in my life to finally clarify this doubt.
Well, there's Irish music. There's a lot of different types of Irish music with dance music, like the Chieftains and that, and then with ballads. There's a lot of sort of ballady bands and things, but I think that if we didn't speak Gaelic and also, you know, realize the beautiful melodies and the poetry from our area, I think that has involved us in creating what is now generally looked at as Celtic music. I mean, it's similar because it comes from the same tree, it comes from the same roots. It's just that we exploited it more. We got involved in it, and we just wanted to, you know, we're a family, so we concentrated a lot on harmonies and the blend of our voices and the singing, and you know, it evolved from this, and it's now part of the Irish scene, you know, the Irish music scene. So it's regarded as very much part of the Irish music.
Yeah. But there's a lot of experimentation in your work. You have electronic and folk and jazz and rock, pop, classical, many types of music. A lot of improvisation also during your show, which is pretty rare for Irish music, you know. So Clannad's music, is a terrific fusion between traditional and modern music. How did you manage to create this fusion, started from your strong roots?
Well, it was probably our influences. You know, when we were growing up, we were always interested in popular music. But also my father had a show band, you know, playing popular music when we were little. And so that was always part of our upbringing. And then with the Gaelic language from my mother's side, there was always already a fusion there. So we kind of used what was there. But, you know, my brother who plays the bass, he's very influenced by jazz. We were always into, you know, everybody was into the Beatles and the Stones and things like that, and we allowed it to become part of our music, and we started off with, I mean, even in our first album we had a jazz drummer playing with us, and people don't realize that. You know, we were always interested in the fusion of our music. Mm-hmm. And you know, when electronic music became known, you know, when I started up in the late 70s, you know, early 80s, we were interested in that sound as well, blending with our voices, because I think that's the nice thing that Clannad does. We blend, you know, electronic with our voices, and then it's good to kind of feel free about the music. So we have interpretations of songs with solos and everything. And it's just, we enjoy music so much. And this tour has, maybe because it's a farewell tour, but we're really having a fantastic time on stage. It's the most joyous time for me on the Clannad tour. For a long time, and maybe because we're saying farewell, we all have different things that we're doing ourselves separately. So it's kind of nice to just kind of finally close the door on Clannad in a positive way, and you know, and going out, as I said, on a high. I think we really made that decision. We were always, if you look at our music. You know, we always did what we thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so this farewell tour is really something we thought, this is the way we wanted to finish the Clannad career. So it will be the last time that Italian people will see Clannad live.
Yeah, sure. My radio show, which is called Rock Trotter, talks about the main places connected to music and artists related to it. There is obviously a strong connection between Ireland and its music, traditional or new traditional. And you and Clannad have recorded numerous songs about the needed protection of the landscapes in Ireland. Could you please tell us about this?
Well, you know, Ireland is a small country. Mm-hmm. In comparison to Italy. And we just kind of, we feel that, the you know, there's a great spirit in the land itself and the earthiness of the land. And you know, it's just, it's full of legends. It's full, I mean, you have the similar, you know, you have a lot of history. But there's a lot of mythical kind of stories and monuments and different things in Ireland that we like to cherish. And so we kind of bring that into songs. We talk about the arts. You know, it always evoked using nature as an expression. And so it's kind of evolved into our own music as well. But it's nice to feel that, you know, we've played and sung with so many popular artists, you know, like Paul Young and Bono and Bruce Hornsby and Steve Perry and people like that. And it's nice that we were able to explore that side of Irish music with popular music, you know, and not to be afraid of it. Because if the root of your tree is solid to where your heart is musically, you can add as many branches as possible.
yeah, of course. There is much to discuss around the woman role in music industry. What can you tell about these?
Well,
yes,
when
it's a huge topic.
when I started off, there was very few women singing in bands, you know. And I remember coming to Europe on one of the first trips, and we were involved in a big show with other artists. And, you know, people were saying, oh, no, we can't have women on the tour. It was like, you're talking about the early 70s. But they became good friends when they knew that we weren't, you know, we weren't divas. We weren't sort of fussing, you know. We were just getting on like everybody else. We loved music, and it was difficult. It was difficult as a woman being out there.
Yeah.
Because I was always traveling with men. And now I have my daughter with me in the show. My daughter and my son, and they're, you know, it's so Clannad has opened up a bit more within, it's still the family, but it has changed a lot for women in the industry now. In Ireland, there's so many wonderful, wonderful singer-songwriters right across the board of, you know, traditional Irish to rock singers to great fusion singers. It's really amazing. But it was something that was not very kind of open to women initially, because you had the big rock bands and it was all men.
yeah, I know. I know. So this is my last question for you, Moya. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Any future plans? I'm thinking also about younger generations and what kind of music can they develop now in a Celtic contest, in Irish music contest, you know?
Well, you know, I think that Irish music is open to all kinds, because, you know, you see it creeping into all different genres of music. You know, we shouldn't be afraid to have fusion with different kinds of music and everything. And I'm always interested in involving my music with different artists around the world. I rarely say no to that. Collaborations are really great. But my own children, they're playing with Clannad, but they have also interest in electronic music. Bonobo, who is my son's favorite. Bonobo is a monkey, you know, and my son is mad about monkeys. So he has his own concept of, he calls himself Kipunji, which is another monkey. And he has his own type of music under his influence. And then my daughter has hers, singer-songwriter. And they also play together as a group. And, you know, it's music is, you know, it's about exploring. And, you know, my advice always to people about music when they say, can you give me advice in the music business, is when you think you know it all, give it up.
Yeah,
because you're always, always, always learning in music, and that's what's exciting about it. And you know, I was, you know, I'm always interested. You have the Eurovision at the moment in Italy, And I love watching it. Now, I was playing last night, but I love, you know, just the different countries and what they explore and what they do and everything. And it just keeps, you know, music is just, there's so much to learn in music all the time, whether it's Celtic music or rock music or fusion music or electronic music. To me, it's a great way of, you know, helping us through these hard times that we have in the world.
Yeah. Okay. There will be other million questions and topics to talk about, but I know you're busy because you're now actually on tour. So thank you yeah. very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Eleonora. And you know, it's really fantastic. And I hope people will come and see us in Milan and enjoy the show, you know, as we say farewell.
Thank you. We'll see you in Novara for the show. Thank you very much, Moya.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
And you as well. Bye.
E quindi mi sentite, se ringraziamo ancora tantissimo Moya Brennan dei Clannad per essere stata qui, insomma, sulle frequenze di Radio Città Aperta. Vi aspettiamo domani, martedì 17 maggio, per la loro tappa del loro In a Lifetime Farewell Tour in quel del Phenomenon di Novara. E noi ci andiamo a sentire, e anche per salutarci per questa puntata di oggi, lunedì 16 maggio 2022, qui Rock Trotter con me, Eleonora Tagliafico, su radiocittaperta.it. E ci salutiamo, insomma, con ovviamente una canzone dei Clannad, Closer to Your Heart. E troverete il podcast, ovviamente, delle varie interviste caricato sul sito di Radio Città Aperta. Io vi auguro una buonissima serata, grazie per essere stati all'ascolto, e per chi volesse, insomma, c'è la replica di Rock Trotter il venerdì sera dalle 8 alle 10, oltre che, come vi ripeto, in podcast. Vi lascio con i Clannad.